Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Vero Beach citrus man Carl Fetzer has worked in nearly every aspect of the business, including exports and sales. When he was growing up, he sometimes worked in the field, picking oranges and grapefruit.
These were very young trees. I mean, we didn't have to climb up a ladder on the ones that we picked, but I want to tell you, I never wanted to do it again. It was maybe the hardest job I've ever done.
Because you have to just do it one by one, right?
One by one, you're sticking your hands in these trees, and there's these little thorns in there and stuff, and it's just hard to make sure you get every piece into the bag that you're filling up, and then you got to go take that bag and dump it into this bin. It's only about 90 to 100 degrees out there. My hat's off to the people that do that for a living.
And it really hasn't been mechanized.
The fruit really can't afford to have a puncture in the peel. They have some mechanized harvesting for oranges and things that go to be cannery and juice, but when you're selling on the fresh market, no, they just haven't come up with a way that they can mechanize the harvesting and still guarantee that the fruit's going to deliver without any decay in the marketplaces. So it's all done by hand.
You were telling me when you were in high school, you picked watermelon. That was not your family business.
No, but it was really nice because Chet Hogan ran a packing house called Hogan & Sons. They packed watermelons, tomatoes, and citrus. Come about April, Chet would corral all the boys that he could in Vero Beach High School, and we would go out as soon as school was over, and we would harvest the watermelons. It was kind of date money for us. They would have a crew that went out into the field, and they would sever the watermelon from the vine. And then we had a wagon that went out there, and we were an assembly line on both sides of this wagon. We would pick up these watermelons that were severed, and we would pass one to the next guy standing next to us until it got over to the wagon. And one guy's job was to actually toss it over the side of the truck, and it would be loaded on the truck.
And make sure it didn't break.
Well, we did break our share. Sooner or later, you get kind of thirsty, and one guy would turn around and break a watermelon, and there's the heart sitting right there, which is the best tasting part of the watermelon. We'd actually throw some of that at each other.
Kind of like snowball fights.
That's exactly right. All it took was Mr. Hogan to drive out there, who was one tough guy. He didn't really have to say anything. He just had to get out of his car, and all that just stopped, and we went right back to harvesting watermelons.
Much later in life, you and family members had a packing house in Fort Pierce. It was at the farmer's market. You were telling me you painted it purple inside.
Well, I seem to have come away in life with a real penchant to do quality work and recognize quality in other people's work. In the case of the citrus business, I did everything I could to try and make our package as quality-oriented as I could. One of those things worked out to be making our fruit look good while it was on our machinery.
While buyers are looking at it.
That's right. A lot of people paint their packing house green, which tends to accentuate the greenish color in fruit, which we're trying to suppress. People like to buy yellow-gray fruit, and they like to buy oranges. So what I did was paint our whole machinery purple. Buyers would come in, and they'd see the fruit on the machinery, and a lot of times they'd buy it without even looking at it in the carton, which was good for us.
Did you paint the walls purple also?
No, the walls were white. Chuck Wildman, who was a fruit buyer for a long, long, long time, he represented quite a few accounts up in the Northeast. One of them was in Boston. This guy was a really good person. So Chuck came in the packing house about 6 o'clock one night, and he saw these miniolas that we were running, and they were a kind of a deep orange piece of fruit, and it was rolling up against this purple background in the machinery. And I have to admit, it looked so good, I was ready to eat them myself. Chuck said, "Book them, Carl." He probably should have looked at them a little bit more because there was a little decay tendency in there. And when they actually arrived up in Boston, I got a call from Chuck's account asking me, "What am I doing to them?" Yeah, that was one time it didn't probably work for me. Some cartons way back then actually had purple insides. That's kind of where I got the idea. It made the fruit look better. So if it looks pretty good, they're going to buy it. We tried to make sure it tasted good as well.
Citrus man Carl Fetzer recently was a featured dancer in a charity event called Dancing for Vero Stars. It raised more than $200,000 for Indian River County's Healthy Start Coalition. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.